friend, and welcome. Go ahead, pull up a chair to the table of fellowship. Let's pour ourselves a nice glass of spiced apple cider, and let's enjoy another edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and of course, Sunday Worship focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. In fact, I was in the grocery store just the other day, and they were giving away free samples of stuff. I love free samples, and they were giving away free samples of apple cider. Oh, it just hit the spot. I went up for seconds and thirds and maybe fourths. I won't admit to that. But I hope and pray that you'll be blessed today on this edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio.
Is Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now, and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning, and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much, I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. Adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him. I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. First light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
My name is Jesus.
He said, my name is Jesus, and I have returned from the grave in fulfillment.
Jesus.
The King of Kings, thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. And one of the shortest verses in the entire Word of God, John 11:35 says, Jesus wept. You know, someone once said, you may soon forget those with whom you have laughed, but you will never forget those with whom you have wept. Friend, if you're listening today and you are in a time of sadness and sorrow and feel that no one understands you, remember that Jesus understands because he has experienced pain too. You can trust that he has been wherever you are and will walk with you through your darkest hour.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in a desert place, when I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glory. When the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name.
Pray that you are enjoying your weekend. Happy Sunday. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. You know, two painters were in a contest where each said they could paint a picture of peace. One painter painted the sunset with the sun going down over the calm water. It looked very nice and the picture had a very calming effect. The other painter, however, painted a picture of a storm. in it. The sky was dark and there was lightning, thunder, and dark clouds rolling overhead. The picture showed the waves crashing against the rocks. Things looked pretty chaotic when he looked at the picture. However, in the corner of the painting, at the bottom, were two big stones and a bird in the middle of them. And the bird was singing. Now, friend, that's peace. Peace is where God's calm and God's tranquility overrule your concerns.
All who sail the sea of faith find out before too long how quickly blue skies can grow dark and gentle winds grow strong. And suddenly fear is like white water pounding on the soul. Still we sail on knowing that our Lord is in control. Sometimes He calls us let it see, but it doesn't mean He will. Sometimes He holds us close and lets the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes He calms the storm, and other times He calms His reason for each trial that we pass through in life. Though we're shaken, we cannot be pulled apart from Christ. No matter how the driving rain beats down on those who hold to faith, a heart of trust will always be a quiet, peaceful place.
One in five say their decision to follow Jesus is the most important decision they've made. Is something more important to you than Jesus? Then we need to talk. Call 888-NEED-HIM. 888-NEED-HIM.
Oh, I just love Sundays. They're just something special about Sundays. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio and be sure to like us. Well, a group of 9-year-olds were asked their opinion on the subject of death. Little Jimmy said, when you die, they bury you in the ground and your soul goes to heaven, but your body can't go to heaven because it's too crowded up there anyways. Little Judy said, only the good people go to heaven. The other people go where it's hot all the time, like in our vacation in Florida. Little Johnny said, I love his response. He says, maybe I'll die someday, but I hope I don't die on my birthday, because it's no fun to celebrate your birthday when you're dead. You know, friend, it's always amusing to find out what children think about serious issues like death. But what does God's word have to say about death? You know, friend, for the believer to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We can have confidence, friend, that our loved ones who are believers are immediately taken into the presence of God when their spirit leaves this earth. And that simple truth, that hope that comes from our Maker, can bring a childlike smile to the face of even the most mature. Death is not extinguishing the light from the Christian. It's putting out the lamp because the dawn has come. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. The Lord who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save.
That's right, no power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. I love that. That's Keith and Kristen Getty and In Christ Alone. Well, friend, looking at that clock over there, it's not treating me very well. It's telling me that our time is winding down here. But just a quick reminder, when you have some time today or maybe this week, consider signing up in the 2020 Challenge here at Great News Radio. It's a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months. As we enter our 20th year of broadcasting, we're looking for some friends to join the giving family, rally around this radio ministry so we can continue to go strong for another 20 years. So again, consider signing up for the 2020 Challenge at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the 2020 banner right there on the homepage. Well, I pray that you have yourself a wonderful, wonderful week. Don't forget to be tuning in to Mark and Friends all this week, 7:32 a.m., and again for the rebroadcast at 7:32 p.m., both Central Time, Monday through Friday. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.